الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, the creator of the entire universe. We send choicest of durood and salawat upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and dear brothers, we have just come out of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And it was only the grace and the fazl and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to witness this Mubarak month. We had enjoyed from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was showering down upon us in the month of Ramadan and the various barakat of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the ibadat of one and all. We had engaged in roza, we kept the fast, Tarawih, Salah, Hajjud, extra tilawat of Quran Sharif, extra dua, extra zikrullah, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives, trying to be better Muslims. And this is what Ramadan came to teach us, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us realize what is our object in life, why have we come in this world, what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us for? We haven't just come to pass time. A Muslim's life is not just routine, that certain occasions come and then a person becomes conscious and those occasions pass and then we move back to our old ways once again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something to this effect in the hadith sharif. يُوشِكُ وَيَّأْتِيَ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُهُ وَمِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ. This was a prophecy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesized that a time will come before Qiyamah, that the only thing left of Islam will be its name. Islam will only be left in name. There will not be any practical Islam left in the Muslims. Just by name. I have a Muslim name. But to see Islam practically, you won't find it. Quran Sharif will only be left in its text. There will be no practical Quran in the lives of the Muslims. Whereas at one time, when somebody asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, soon after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that explained to me the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his character, what was his behavior. And she summed it up in one sentence very, very beautifully, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. You want to know the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you want to know his lifestyle, you want to know his behavior, his lifestyle was the Qur'an. He was an embodiment of the Quran. What you find in the Quran was in his life. So if you read the Quran, then you are seeing the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of you. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come before Qiyamah that Islam will only be left in name and Quran will only be left in text. There will be no practical Islam left. And Allah save us and protect us. Our deen should not become a routine. Ramadan came, we engaged in certain amal, and Ramadan left and we forgot about it. Next year Ramadan will see you again. A certain occasion came, a certain big night came, certain auspicious occasion came, and this brought about some awareness, and once that occasion passes then it leaves. No, a Muslim is a Muslim 24 hours, 7 days of the week. Every moment, every second, a Muslim is a Muslim. He is a servant of Allah, he is a slave of Allah. And he obeys the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every given moment. That is the real test. That once the month of Ramadan passes, now the test of consistency. That I was performing my 5 times salah every day on time. I was trying my best to be in the masjid, performing my salah with jamaat. Now the month of Ramadan has passed. 4 days have passed. Each one of us, let me take stock of myself. In these 4 days, is my salat on that level or have I dropped? Have I come down? Am I still performing my 5 times salah every day? Or sometimes I'm missing one or two? This is the test. In the month of Ramadan, I was reciting the Quran Sharif every day. Maybe we may not be able to recite that much that we were reciting in Ramadan. We were reciting one sipara, two siparas, we're reading the month of Ramadan. But 4 days have passed. Have I opened the Quran or not? Have I read a page or two of the Quran Sharif or not? This is the test. And this is a sign of acceptance. The sign of acceptance of a person's ibadat in the month of Ramadan is that he continues with it, the consistency after Ramadan. I was engaging in the zikr of Allah. I was trying to put my life according to the sunnah. Is my life still according to the sunnah? Or the moment the crescent of Eid was sighted, I say goodbye to the sunnah. Allah protect us. So this is consistency, istiqamat. Allah wants to see istiqamat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the deeds that are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَنُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. Those actions that are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those actions that are done consistently, even though it may be less. Even though it may be less, but it's consistency. A person is doing it continuously. He's performing his 5 times salah. Perhaps he's not performing a lot of nawafil, but his 5 times salah is consistent. Every day he's making sure my salah is performed on time. I'm reciting 1 page, 2 pages of the Quran Sharif, but I'm doing it every day continuously. That is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a person reciting 100 pages of the Quran one day and then for the next 2 months he doesn't open the Quran Sharif. No, Allah wants to see consistency. That is what is desired in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one person who had spent many years in the company of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great wali of Allah. Many, many years he lived and he spent time in the company of this buzrug. So one day he comes up and he says, I'm leaving, I'm going. I don't wish to stay with you any longer. So Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi told him, that's your choice, you are welcome to leave. There's nothing hard and fast, I can't hold you back. But tell me and explain to me, why do you want to leave? So many years you spent here, 10, 15 years you spent in my company. Now all of a sudden you're deciding to go. He says, no, I spent so much time, so many years I stayed with you, I haven't seen you performing even one miracle. I didn't see no karamat happening at your hands. So I feel that you are not such a great buzrug as you claim to be, or as people put you upon that pedestal. I don't see you performing any supernatural acts. So he tells him that, look, in this entire duration that you spent in my company, did you see me doing anything contrary to the sunnah and the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did you see me doing anything against the command of Allah in this entire duration that you spent with me? He says, no, that I didn't see. I seen every sunnah that was found in your life. Every command of Allah I see you fulfilling it diligently. So he tells him, that is the greatest karamat. You're looking for supernatural acts? That is the greatest karamat. Al-istiqama fawqa alfi karamatin. He says, istiqamat, being steadfast, being consistent upon deen, that is greater than 1,000 miracles also. Why? Because on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is not going to question you, why didn't you perform karamat? Why didn't you do the supernatural acts? Allah, you're not going to be questioned about it. What are you going to be questioned about in the grave and on the day of Qiyamah? How firm and steadfast you are on the command of Allah. How much did you follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whether it was Ramadan or out of Ramadan, but was the command of Allah found in your life? That is what you will be questioned about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse that we recited in the khutbah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That what is the reward of istiqamat? Being steadfast, continuously carrying out what we're supposed to be carrying out. That those who bring iman, those who say my Rabb is Allah, and thereafter they remain firm, they remain steadfast, not only on certain occasions, but at all times. What will be the reward? At the time of maut, at the time of death, when a person will be about to leave this world, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. When a person is leaving to go to a foreign place, then generally there's two types of conditions that he goes through. One is fear. He fears, what am I going to encounter when I reach there? It's a foreign place, I haven't been there before, this is the first time I'm going there. Naturally that fear is there. And grief, a person grieves upon what he is leaving behind. He's leaving behind his relative, his children, his property, whatever he's leaving behind. So that sense of grief is there. The angels will be there to console him and comfort him. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Don't fear of what you're going to meet when you reach there. And do not grieve over what you are leaving behind. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. We are here to give you glad tidings of the gardens of Jannah, which Allah has promised you. You are going to a most comfortable, beautiful, luxurious place. You are going to enjoy the bounties of Allah in Jannah. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And they go on further, consoling this person, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We will be your guardians. We will be your friends. Imagine the malaika taking him and going. We were your companions in this life also, and in the life after, hereafter, the life after death, we will be your companions. We will never leave you alone. You have us as your companions. We are your guardians. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And remember, once you reach Jannah, then whatever your heart will desire, you have it, it's yours. Whatever you will wish for, Allah will give it to you. Why? Because you sacrificed in this world. You sacrificed your desires. You stayed away from those things that Allah had forbidden you from. Now is the time that Allah will fulfill your every wish and desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you will call for, whatever you will ask for, Allah will give it to you. It will be there in front of you. A person won't have to even ask. You just have to desire and it will be there in front of him. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. How beautifully Allah says, this is the entertainment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ, who is most forgiving, most merciful. When a person is invited by some high-ranking person, they may know how he goes out of his way to entertain you, to host the guest. This is the hosting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the host. We will be the guests of Allah. We can imagine what a spread that will be when a person will reach Jannah. Provided, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. When we said our Rabb is Allah, then we lived up to the dictates of that statement. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. When a person is steadfast. One hadith and we'll end up. One sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Sufyan bin Abdullah Thaqafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says, O Nabi of Allah, give me one piece of advice after which I won't need to ask anyone else. Tell me something. that I may practice upon, I may hold on to, I may latch on to, and thereafter I don't need to ask anyone else for anything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe in Allah, thereafter remain steadfast, remain firm. Consistency upon the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will reach your goal safely, with happiness, with afiyat, you will reach Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all understanding. Allah give us tawfiq. The month of Ramadan is gone, but the same Allah is there that was there in Ramadan. The same commands of Allah that were there upon us in Ramadan is there with us today. Let us see how we can uphold the commands of Allah throughout our life. Our salah is on time, daily, like how it was in the month of Ramadan, the Quran Sharif, the Zikrullah, the various ibadat. This has to be a continuous way of life. It should not just be a routine and a rasam, as was prophesied by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.